The candidates are saying all the right things. For when it comes to pleasing the Jews, sending troops to Syria will get you big Jewish bucks and top media coverage. Take Marco Rubio. With Jewish billionaires Norman Braman and Paul Singer backing him, Marco knows what side his campaign is locked and bageled on.
Senator, I want to start with the news that the United States is sending 50 special operations forces into Syria. Is that enough?
Well, it's an important start to what I think from a tactical perspective. But I think the broader issue is, what is the strategy? And I think the strategy has to involve more coordination with the Kurds and also with Sunnis, because you're not going to defeat ISIS, a radical Sunni movement, without a robust anti-ISIS Sunni coalition. So I do think it's an important tactical step forward. It needs to be backed up with increased airstrikes and so forth. So I don't have a problem with the tactics of it, and the numbers might even have to be larger at some point.
Just what the Jews want to hear. Get the camel's nose inside the tent with 50 troops, and then 2,000 will follow for yet another Jewish-inspired hellish regime change. Besides, Marco, there's already a robust anti-ISIS Sunni coalition. It's called the Syrian Armed Forces and Syrian Intelligence Services, which have a large loyalist Sunni presence. Don't you think if the Sunnis in both services wanted to saw it out, they would have done it themselves by now? But sanity plays no part when Jews drive America's foreign policy. And once you get a taste of Jewish sponsorship, like Ben Carson, who got a round-tripper to Israel from the face of Israel, you savor that taste for more sponsorships to come.
What's your much bigger plan for Syria?
Well, my much bigger plan involves, you know, Putin and Iran also. I mean, those are the forces that are propping up the Assad regime.
Propping up? You mean supporting the legitimate Syrian government, whose elected president happens to be Dr. Bashar al-Assad.
And even though Putin came in there and said that he was going to fight ISIS, he's really fighting the anti-Assad forces.
Excuse me, but Putin doesn't differentiate between good terrorists and bad terrorists. And unlike Jumerica, he doesn't do regime change.
What we need to be thinking about is, how do we oppose him? I think we should establish a no-fly zone there.
Sorry, Ben, but the Pentagon long ago tabled a no-fly option. They know better than to see their F-15 shot down by Russian aircraft. And besides, like the U.S. troops, a no-fly zone would be an act of war against Syria, which only Congress can authorize, not GOP warmongers shilling for Israel. But Carson is angling for World War III.
Let me ask you, you see what Vladimir Putin is doing, and his influence, he seems to be filling a vacuum. What are your thoughts, and how would you handle it?
Well, I believe that we need to stand up to him.
How? How would you specifically, if you're president, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't listen to his general saying, you guys can't fly here anymore.
Can you imagine that?
I would say, not only can we fly, but you need to go take a flying leap. You know, not a problem.
In other words, you'd be willing to create a confrontation where you
Absolutely.
Say,
this is one dangerous man itching for a showdown with Russia. For Russia is legally in Syria at the invitation of the government, whereas America has illegally invaded Syria's borders without its consent. How could this mild-mannered doctor have the heart of a warmongering monster? He doesn't. He gets his script from Edelman and Cohen's John Hay Initiative, a neocon foreign policy one-stop Jewish shop for Republican candidates. And drawing from the same polluted pool, Sheldon Adelson's man, Jeb Bush, has something to please the Jews too.
We need to be part of the strategy to deal with taking Assad out and taking ISIS out.
In that order, huh, Jeb? First get Assad out, and then ISIS is just an afterthought. Never mind with Assad out, ISIS enters Damascus and starts slaughtering Christians. But the Jews who steer U.S. foreign policy don't care about Christians or the vast majority of Syrian loyalists. All they care about is what's good for the Jews. It's a bad day. We're in a bad way. It's elections for Jews only. And Rubio, Carson, and Jeb are warmongers on Jewish puppet strings.